Hello.
No one's gonna see this because I'm not advertising it in any way, shape, or form. I'm not even gonna tell you what my name is. It'd be a mystery. But I like to talk to myself, and not in a weird way, but like, I don't know. It's just a way for me to collect my thoughts and to, like, you know, go over what I'm thinking. And so I thought it'd be kind of cool to document it, because I forget what I say a lot, and especially now, and I'll get into how I'm feeling about that. That doesn't make any sense, but it will, I promise. But anyways, what's up? I'm playing 2048 as I talk, so I'm in the zone to talk. I'm focused on this podcast. I don't even know what the name's gonna be yet. But here we are. Wait. Oh my gosh. I kinda like that, but here we are. We'll see. Anyways, I wanna talk about how weird this year has been. And I'm not just being like, it's weird because I have to wear masks everywhere I go, it's weird because things are changing. But it's weird in the sense that time doesn't feel real, and I don't feel real. Does that make any sense? Probably not. I'll explain. I've been forgetting everything, and I'm not a forgetful person at all. I promise I'm not. I'm, like, genuinely not. None of you know who I am. But if I had a friend right here, right now, they would be like, yeah, no, she doesn't. I'm just not a forgetful person. I usually am not. But I find myself forgetting memories right now, which is even more weird because I'm a very sentimental person. So the fact that I'm forgetting vivid memories is kind of weird. And it's not only that I'm forgetting it, is I'm questioning if it really happened or not. It's weird. I don't know. It's like, and it hasn't happened until this year, I've noticed. It's just like something's in the air. Something weird. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it just seems like my mind is repressing things that it usually doesn't repress. And I don't know if it's like doing like a spring clean, if it's just trying to make room for what's gonna happen to me in the future, because big changes are about to happen. I don't know, maybe it's stress, maybe it's, I don't want to blame it on anything except for how weird this year is, I guess. I don't know. I'm becoming a lot more self-aware. I'm someone who's really hyper. I'm not going to self-diagnose myself. I've not been diagnosed with anything, so I can't say, oh, I have ADHD or I have ADD. Like, I can't tell you that because I don't know. I'm not going to self-diagnose myself, especially when there's people that actually suffer with that, like, heavily. I don't know. But I am most naturally a hyper person, and sometimes I'm not, I have problems becoming self-aware. If that makes any sense. Yeah, it makes sense in my mind. I'll be like in a public setting, I'll be really loud. Like, I'll laugh really loud, or I'll say something really loud, and it seems fine to me at the time when it's like in the moment. I'm like, nothing was wrong with what I just did. But then like I get home and I'm like talking to myself and reflecting over the day, and I'm like, wow, that was really annoying, that was really loud, I shouldn't have said that, I should have kept my mouth shut. I say things before I think, and it's not that I say anything inappropriate or anything like that offends people. Like, I don't have, I'm self-aware in that department. Am I self-aware in the department of I say weird things and some people just don't get my humor, and then it's just really awkward? Yeah. I don't have dark humor. I think dark humor is stupid. I think that's just a mask to hide behind when someone finds really dumb, stupid, offensive things funny, and they're like, it's dark humor. Like, no, like, that's just sick. Anyways, that's another story. But, no, I don't have dark humor. I just have weird humor, and I guess some people just don't understand that. My friends would explain me, explain me in the sense that I'm a very outgoing person, which is weird, because I don't really see myself as an outgoing person. I don't really know why they see that, if it's just a stigma I give off, or what, I don't know, but genuinely, I'm very awkward. And now I'm becoming more self-aware of that. And it's kind of hurting me a lot. See, I had a group of friends. And I didn't realize it at the time, but it was just a really toxic friend group. And so I let them go. Did I do it in the best manner? No. Did I apologize? Yeah, I did. And did they answer back? No, they did not. But that's okay. Things happen. And I think my feelings that are weird and me becoming more self-aware has nothing to do with the new year. Has nothing to do with 2021. I just don't want to admit to myself that I'm growing up, I think. Because becoming more self-aware of your surroundings, like yourself, how you act, what you say, and the people that you love and are around, that's just me maturing, and I don't want to admit that I'm growing up, I guess. But I lost that friend group, and I think I lost myself in a way. I lost how I communicate with people. I became very anxious and paranoid as to, like, what people are saying about me, how people see me, and what they think about me, and when I was in that friend group, I just didn't care because they didn't care. Which seemed like a good thing at the time, but I needed people that did care. I got in a lot of trouble for not caring, if that makes any sense. I just found myself in a lot of drama. I got in trouble a lot with people, said things I shouldn't have said, and that friend group was there to cater that toxicity and was like, no, it's fine, I don't see anything wrong with it, when in reality everything was wrong with it. But anyways, not all friend groups are toxic, I know that, and friend groups that are toxic, not every aspect of it is toxic, and I will say the bonds that I made with them were not toxic, because they did care about me. In a sense, they cared about my well-being, and they would check up on me, and they loved me, and would hang out with me. But did they care about me getting in trouble, or me saying things I shouldn't have said, or me doing things I shouldn't have done? No. Which is why I think it was toxic a little bit. There was more, but it was so long ago that I wish them nothing but the best, and I hope that they feel the same way about me. And I'm not going to talk about them, because all of it was my fault, really. I'm pretty sure I was a toxic one, and I guess a big part of maturing is admitting to that as well. No one likes to admit that they're toxic, but sometimes you are. Anyways, when I lost that friend group, I lost the aspect of sharing, like I said before, and looking for new friends now seems impossible because I can't share those things that I used to share. I can't be myself like I used to be because I feel that nobody likes me when I'm myself, and it's sad because I want friends and I want people to love me for me, but it seems like no one knows me anymore. Which is kind of why I'm making this podcast. Not to make friends, but to learn more about myself, because actually me talking to this podcast for the past, I don't know, I'd say about 5-10 minutes, I'm starting to learn more about myself, which is kind of cool. I like it. It's a fun time. But I'm more here to vent. You don't know who I am, and I don't know who you are. Probably no one's listening to this, but I'm here, and I'm existing, and sometimes it's healthy to cope with your existence, and that's such a hard thing to do, and it's like, you're like, what the hell is she talking about? I know, I don't know. It makes sense in my mind. At the beginning of the podcast, I was like, this year has been so weird, and me talking through it, I think now I'm realizing that it's not weird at all. I'm changing, and that seems weird to me, but I'm becoming the person that I need to be, you know? And it's not a person I really expected. But again, people change. I might change again. After I lost that friend group, though, I feel like that's when the ultimate change happened. It's a lot happened, and it wasn't just the friend group splitting up at that moment. There were a lot of different factors, of course, in my life, my personal life, that you guys don't care about, but I didn't know who I was for the longest time, and a part of me still doesn't think I know anything about myself, which is why I think my memory is, like, repressing, or, like, my mind is repressing memories that I had, because my mind thought that those memories were me, and I'm starting to realize that they weren't. They're memories, they'll always be a part of me, but that person that I was that in the time period where my mind is repressing was not me at all. And so I think my mom's kindly telling me, hey, queen, it's time to move on. And I want to hold on to this last bit of the person I was 2 years ago, because it seemed like she was fun and happy and loved. But no one loved her. How could they? They didn't know me. I didn't even know me, so how could they know me? They couldn't figure out what was in my mind. I couldn't. It's weird how stuff like that happens. And it's weird how self-aware you become of that. I guess that's the topic of this, is self-awareness. Because it's something hard to come to terms with. But I need to. Because I need to grow the fuck up. I'm losing friends like crazy. And I'm losing, losing a part of me that I thought was me, And I don't think it was. It was character development. It was definitely me at one point. But is it me now? No. It's not. And I'm becoming self-aware of that. And it's hard. But if I don't let go soon, I won't have any room to grow. So that's all for today, guys. No one listening, just me, myself, and I. I wanted to talk about my feelings. I don't have enough money for a therapist. So this is my therapy, I guess. I'm actually not really in a bad state mentally right now. I feel pretty fine. It's just weird because of all the things going on. But I genuinely feel like I'm okay. And this wasn't where I was expecting to take this podcast. But here we are. Will I make another one of these? Probably. Will anybody listen? No. But it was good to have, and I'm glad I did it. So, till next time, keep on trucking. I'm gonna pretend like I didn't say that. Maybe I'm not good mentally if I'm saying phrases like that. I hope you guys have a great day. I hope you guys are amazing, and I hope that the changes in your life are not causing you an existential crisis. That's all for today, guys. See you later.